سلام 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 Peaceful.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Deen Show. Today we're going to be covering the Bible. What is the Bible? Where did this book come from? We're going to be trying to educate you, the audience. But you know what? I'm going to have to go find somebody qualified to talk about it. So I'm going to be right back, search to make sure I get a wise man, a person who knows the Bible well, and we'll be right back to discuss the Bible, what it is, where it came from. Sit tight, and we'll be right back on the Deen Show. Excuse me, sir?
Yes.
Is that you, Yusuf Estes?
Yes, Salaam Alaikum.
How are you?
Salaam Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Assalam. Peace be unto you. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad I found you.
You look familiar.
I'm Eddie from the Deen Show.
Eddie from the Deen Show.
Yes.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for you.
You're looking for me? You found me.
I need you to come on the show and ask some very important questions.
About?
About the Bible.
The Bible.
Yes, and I heard you qualified to do that, being a former preacher, minister.
Well,
you know it well.
I've been accused of worse, I guess.
Can you come on and join us and help us out?
Let me check my schedule. Yes, I can come.
All right, let's go to the Deen Show.
Let's do it. Let's
stay
go.
Stay tuned, we'll be right there. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam, rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm glad I found you.
Alhamdulillah. I'm still kind of surprised that your approach to just come out there and to ask me to come be on here and talk about the Bible. This is surprising.
Well, what better person to bring on? Someone who's a former preacher,
yeah, but
minister.
That's the key. Former. I'm a Muslim now.
Well, you know what? You have a lot of experience with the Bible, so we want to get down to it. We want to educate the masses, the Muslims, and the non-Muslims, Christians, and people who aren't Muslim. We want to know, what is this book, the Bible? Where it came from? Give us some highlights, some insight about this.
But there's a point here, before we get into the program, and I hope I don't disappoint you. I hope you didn't bring me all the way over here, and I'm going to disappoint you now. Because I tell you, I don't consider myself an expert of the Bible. But what I can do is I can quote to you from what real experts of the Bible have said in the past and what they are saying today. That I can do.
That's good enough.
Is that okay? I can give you the references and people can check this out, but I don't want anybody to take me as being a Bible scholar today because, after all, I'm a Muslim and it wouldn't be right. I don't like, you know, if somebody is a Christian and he says he's an expert on the Quran, that's not fair, is
no.
it?
No.
No, so, and I don't want to do that either. But I will tell you that I have a lot of background with the Bible. When I was Christian, my father also had a lot of background. He was a Christian minister himself. One of the things about my dad, he had read the entire Bible by the time he was 10 years old. And hardly anybody does that anymore. And what I grew up hearing from him and from the people in our family is that they quote like this. My father would say, "The Bible is the inspired word of man." Mm-hmm. And then he would say clearly, and this is how I understand it, that the Bible is not, in English, the word of God, but it is God inspiring man what to write. Okay? And even as a Muslim, I will say that that sounds fair. That sounds fair to say that because we as Muslims, let's put our format out there, I think, first, so people know where we're coming from. Because you got non-Muslims listening to what I'm saying, so they want to know where you're coming from with what you got. Well, we have the Quran, and the Quran tells us that, in fact, the Bible came from God. Same thing my father used to say.
Yes.
But it doesn't exist in that format anymore. According to the Quran, it says that the people had changed, made changes to it, and man, being inspired by whatever he was inspired by, has made his changes to it. And the original doesn't exist, but it's the criterion for the Muslim. He has to believe in what is being sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what was sent down before. This is in the very beginning of the Quran. It says that they have to believe in what is anzila to you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa min qablik, before you, what was sent before you. And this is referring to the kitab in Arabic language. Kitab means a book. Okay, now what does that got to do with the Bible? Well, the word Bible itself is really not an English word. It became English word, but it's originally Koine Greek. It was Biblios.
Biblios.
It means book. Literally, it's a book.
So Bible means the book.
Yeah, bibliothek means a library. And so a place where you keep books. Now, the book is referred to in the Quran many times, and it's talking about the kitab. And it even says Allah has his own book. There's a book with Allah. It has the book of life, is it's called in Christianity. And that's with Allah, and that's Allah's book. It's not what the Quran. It's even bigger than this.
Now, just to make a note, when you say Allah, for our Christian viewers, non-Muslims, Allah is the Arabic word for...
Well, you have Arabic Christians, yes?
Yes.
You have Jewish people who are Arabs, yeah?
Yes.
So anybody who's an Arab, they use the word Allah. And there's a reason. Okay, English is deficient when it comes to religion. It's really not strong language for religion. And one of the things it has is this word called God. But in Arabic, the word for God is Ilah. Ilah, not Allah. It's Ilah. And that's anything that's worshipped.
So we're saying basically this
is... If you said my Ilah is Allah, that's correct. My God is Allah. But Allah is the name of...
That's the creator of the heavens and earth who we're talking about.
Also, it can't be made plural.
Yeah.
Ilah can be. Mm-hmm. Aliha. Aliha is the plural.
Or no gender, female.
Gender, you can have gender with Ilah, but not with Allah.
So just for the people know what we're talking about. Now back to the Bible.
Wait, one other point.
Yes.
Go to any hotel or motel on the planet.
Okay.
Okay, and when you go to the little drawer by the bed and you open it up, what are you going to find?
A Bible.
Yep. Open it, take it, turn about six pages, and it'll show you the translations to Arabic and other languages. Look at number 2, which is Arabic, and it will say right there in the Arabic language, "For Allah so loved the world." And it uses that. So there's the proof.
So let's go back to a book where many people try to live their life by. Is this, like you said, the inspired word of God? Or is it the inspired word of man? And how does someone know that this book is the guidance for a person to guide, to live his life by?
Well, first and foremost is that God can guide people by any way he wants to. Don't you think?
Yes.
If he can guide people by a stop sign if he wants to.
Yes.
He can guide them with a billboard or the yellow pages. Mm-hmm. Certainly he can guide them with the Bible to what he wants them to know or not know. But the guidance is always the key in Islam, is from him. In order for the Quran to be guidance for us, there are conditions. And we've talked about it in some of our programs in the past, but I just want to set that out, that just because somebody reads the Quran doesn't mean he's guided. Mm-hmm. And just because he reads the Bible doesn't mean he's not guided.
Gotcha.
Okay, so, but the point about the Bible is that it doesn't exist today in the original format.
We don't have it in the original.
The original format doesn't exist.
Okay.
Now, this is not just Yusuf Estes telling you this. This is what I know from all of the scholars of the Bible, from the Jewish, because that's the Old Testament, and from the Christians, when that's the New Testament. Let me lay this out for you and let you think about this. There are a number of books that you can go right now, Borders Books of Music, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. There are a number of books that you can go and get in English, explaining clearly what the Bible really is by Bible scholars.
Yeah.
Now, I'll mention a couple. Who wrote the Bible? That's going to be dealing with the Old Testament by Richard Elliot Friedman. Now, that is clear. When you read that, you'll know that the original Bible, zero, does not exist.
Misquoting Jesus? Is that another good book?
Don't jump the gun.
Okay.
I got some more stuff for you first. The History of the Translations of the Bible to the English Language by F.F. Bruce, a very renowned and well-known Christian scholar.
Say that again. F.F. Bruce.
Just go to look up Bruce. B-R-U-C-E.
What's the name of the book?
It's something like The History of the Translations of the Bible to the English Language. It's a very long title.
Gotcha.
And he mentions some of the things there. Now we're talking about really dyed-in-the-wool, strong Christians believing in the Bible. Yet they have said clearly that they don't have the original manuscripts.
Do they know who the authors are who are writing these books?
I'm going to come to that.
Okay.
Now, you're excited. I'm
very excited, yes.
Okay, let's look at another point. And I want to go now to the book that you mentioned, which is Misquoting Jesus. And the author also has Lost Christianities. Mm-hmm. His name is Bart Arum.
Yes.
And he used to be so strong preaching the Bible, and the Bible is the absolute word of God. It was revealed like this. maybe even saying it was revealed in English. I don't know. By the way, no Bible could be revealed in English because there was no English language until 900 years ago. 1066 AD. Mm-hmm. That's when the Normans invaded the Saxons, and that's when they established the Anglican Church and English language. That's when it started. So how could it be any prophet ever spoke English?
No.
Well, that means everything has to be translated. So mm-hmm. when you got a translation, it's not the original. And when you're not translating from an original, it's still going to be a problem. But Bart Arum is the one who really, I think, laid it out clear as can be, because he says in each one of the books that he writes, he always puts this phrase in there, we do not have a copy of 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 anything original from any part of the Bible. And he repeats it. He said, I say it five times. We don't have even a copy of a copy that's a copy of 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 anything that's original. We don't know what it said. Now, he got that when he was studying in Princeton. And he realized that by the manuscripts that they have now and the archaeological work that's been done, that in fact, there's no way to prove the Bible said this, said that, and there's no argument for or against it in reality.
We're talking about Bart Ehrman, who's a renowned Bible scholar, mm-hmm. who wrote Misquoting Jesus.
And Lost Christianity, and a couple Lost other books.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back on The Dean Show.
Muslims believe that every human being is born clean and pure, ready to submit by nature, which means no one will come on the day of judgment and say, "Oh God, you cannot punish me because you are the one who created me bad by nature."
One of the wonderful things about Islam is that we do not believe that human beings were born into some type of original sin or curse. We believe, in fact, that the creator of all, God Almighty, has written on the hard drive of every human being the ability to know him, to draw closer to him, and to worship and serve him. Thus, instead of original sin, we as Muslims believe in original goodness.
Muslims believe that people are born without any inherited sin. Although we believe that we are from Adam, and Adam is from earth, we also believe that if someone has committed a sin or a crime, he should carry the sin on his own shoulder on the day of judgment, not on the shoulder of his sons, or his grandsons, or his great-great-grandsons.
أوصانا النبي وخير الصحاب أن نرقى جميعا أعالي السحاب
أوصانا النبي وخير الصحاب أن نرقى جميعا أعالي السحاب
ونزرع الحق في كل رحاب لنحصد النور ونجلو الضباب لنحصد النور ونجلو الضباب
الله أكبر الله 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 أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
رسالة الدين في هذا الوجود أن يهزم الظلم وتلغى الحدود
رسالة الدين في هذا الوجود أن يهزم الظلم وتلغى الحدود
Welcome back to The Dean Show. In The Dean Show studio, Sheikh Yusuf Estes, former Christian preacher, minister. We're talking about the Bible today, and we left off with Bart Ehrman's book, who's a renowned Bible scholar, Misquoting Jesus. Now please continue on.
Well, what we were talking about is the authenticity of the Bible more than anything else. The Bible today is not the Bible of Jesus. Jesus did not walk around with the King James Version of the Bible.
Not at all.
Nor did Moses or any of the rest of it. In fact, a lot of what was written after Jesus was gone. A lot of what was written and made up after he was gone.
Approximately how many years after?
Well, the closest they have to him, and this is the most... As some said, 12 years mm-hmm. after he was gone. But the reality is that it's a lot more likely to be 50, 60, and some of it even 120 years for the original to ever become...
To start actually writing down.
To write some parts of the New Testament actually were written 120 years after he was gone.
So is it like me hearing you say something, and then I get to, if I live another 50 years from now, then I start to actually start writing?
No, it's 120.
120.
You're not going to live 120 years.
Yeah.
And even if you did, you'd have been a little baby at the time, and you wouldn't run out. It means
it's impossible
that some of what was written in the Bible was really Bible at all. It was stuff came up later to try to resolve issues, try to solve problems, try to explain things in words that they were using. Because remember, they were trying to preach in Latin.
Yeah.
And they were preaching in Koine Greek. Mm-hmm. That preaching in the Koine Greek was not their tongue. These followers of Jesus were originally Jews. Mm-hmm. They were speaking Hebrew and Aramaic. So all of their stuff that they was doing, that's why there's so much focus on Koine Greek. But that is not the language of Jesus, nor was it the language of any of the prophets before.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that are attributed to Jesus. Who wrote these? And is Jesus
Nobody
speaking?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. There is no person named Matthew. There was no person named Mark. There's no person named John. No person... Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, none of them. What it is, they had manuscripts that had code letters on them, but to give it a personal effect, what they said was, well, we know some things about the author, and for instance, Matthew, they said it seems that he was probably a Levite, and the Levites were tax collectors. It looks like he was a tax collector. It looks like he was, and they basically fabricated up in their minds or exaggerated in their minds who this person might have been and gave him a name to fit the character that they were coming up with. And that's where the name comes from. Same for Lucas, which became Luke. Marcus, which is Mark. And the oldest of these four Gospels is considered to be, for all intents and purposes, is the book of Mark. And it is based on an older book, according to scholars, a book called Q. They referred it, as they used to refer to all of them, by these letters. And it was called Q, and they don't know what is Q. They've lost that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. A few more questions before we come to a close. So, again, is the Bible God's Word? Did God reveal this book, the Bible, for guidance for mankind to live by?
Yes. The Bible was definitely...
Well,
yes. But it's the same for the Quran. The Quran in the original language is what we have to go by. If you've got a translation of Quran, that's not fair to say that's the Quran, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
No.
No. And so that's not fair to say it about Quran or the Bible. But what you want to know is, what do we have that's authentic?
So we don't have the authentic book that was revealed today.
If somebody does, they should bring it. Okay. We'd be happy, the whole world would be really happy to see it.
So now if I'm listening to this program and I've dedicated my life to, like you actually dedicated your life to the Bible, mm-hmm. and you found these things out. Does a person continue on going
I don't want to discourage anybody, Eddie. I don't
want
to discourage anybody
from... I want good
news,
we have to...
I don't like to make it look like, oh, your Bible's all wrong, and then leave Christianity, because then what will they do? They become an atheist.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Bart Arum.
Yeah.
He became an atheist.
Uh-huh.
He told me, I talked to him myself, and I asked him to come and be on a show with us. And he said, no, I've given up on religion totally now. Why? Because he's so disappointed in what he found out. I don't want to disappoint people. I want to make it clear that we didn't come here on this show, we didn't come here to talk about putting down the Bible, putting down Christianity, putting down Jesus. Wallahi, he would never do that. We love Jesus. And we do believe in the original Bible. And we love the Christians more than any other faith group out there. They're closest to us.
Yes.
What we want to say is, guys, if you want to know what the real Bible said, it's still in Quran, because Allah quotes the Bible himself in the Quran. So if you want to know, it's not far off. For instance, the expression, worship my God and your God. Worship my Lord and your Lord. This is still preserved today in the Arabic language. Jesus is the Messiah. This is in the Quran.
It's in the Quran.
Jesus is the miracle birth. This is in Quran. Jesus is the son of Mary, and she was a virgin. This is in Quran. Mary is the best of women. This is in Quran. And Jesus is somebody very important to God. He is very loved and very special. And he has a special place. So much so in the Quran, he's named five times more than Muhammad.
Isn't there a chapter named after his mother?
Yes. Chapter 19. Chapter 19. Surah Maryam.
So we love Jesus, and if I say, look, I don't believe in Jesus, all the other problems, I'm not a Muslim.
No, not only that, you're not a Muslim if you don't believe in Jesus as the Messiah, as the Word of God. It's Kalimatullah. He's the Word of Allah. He is the Ruh. He is the Spirit coming from Allah. It says this. And when Allah created him, he said, kun fayakun, be, and he is. So he is literally the Word of God. The Word becomes flesh. We have no problem with that. The difference comes in, and we'll do that in another program. We'll have to talk about what's the difference that we have. But we totally believe in so many of the things. We want to show where's the compatibility, where we can agree to agree, and where we can agree to disagree, I think, on those subjects. But let's come back to the Bible before we have to wrap up the whole show. The Bible today has too many versions for anybody to take it serious in English to be an original. I mean, you'd have to really stretch your imagination to imagine all these different translations. But I wanted to say this one thing, that in the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which was published in about 1953, the preface to it made it real clear to me as a small boy, because it says in it many good things about the King James Version and the, you know, the eloquence of it and the cadence of speech in it and the poetry and the guidance and many good things. But then it says, yet the King James Version has grave defects. G-R-A-V-E. Grave defects. To the extent that it must be retranslated based on some of these old manuscripts. And it tells you in details in there. And I have several copies. If anyone want to read it, I have a website that they can go to and read Bible A Closer Look.
Bible A Closer Look.
And the website's called 911 Bible.
911 Bible.
911bible.com.
Now, when you hear something on the news that your car is being recalled back for a defect, mm-hmm. you run back to return this car. Mm-hmm. You got a problem here. They're telling us that the Bible has grave defects. So many and so serious is the call for revision. So
that's what the United Churches, the churches you didn't make of Christ, that up. They came together.
They came to church.
And they said, this is so serious is that we have got to come up with a new translation.
Where could someone verify this and see this? If they need
well, it's on my website. You can do it there.
911 Bible.
911 Bible.
We're going to have to come to an end.
Oh, no.
Tell us really quickly for someone now who's, you know, you got their attention and they want to know, okay, now, what's this Quran talk about? What's the message of Islam? Can you tell the people what's the main thing that Islam is calling the people to?
The main thing that the Quran calls to is the same thing the Bible called to. And that's why I'm going to tell you for sure you can find compatibility. The first commandment in the Bible in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20. Deuteronomy chapter 5, to know, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord, and you have to worship him with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. Thou shalt not have any other gods beside God. And then New Testament, clearly stating again, to the greatest commandment, they asked Jesus what it is. He said, is to know, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And you have to worship him or love him with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. The repetition of what we found in chapter 6 in Deuteronomy. And then, now we look to the Quran and we find وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah said He only created us in the first place to worship Him and to worship Him alone without any partners. لا إله إلا الله لا شريك الله, that there's only one God worthy of any worship, which is Allah, and He has no partners.
One God.
That's
worship
the most
him alone.
Important message of all of these works.
Not His creation.
The first Testament, called they call Old Testament. The second one, the big one, they call the New Testament. And the last Testament, which is Quran, all say the same thing. Worship the Creator, not His creations.
I'd like to thank you again for being on the Dean Show. And we'll see you again.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it again, God willing, inshallah. We'll see you again. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.